Burma is scheduled to be holding by-elections on Sunday for 45 seats in the country's recently established parliament. Aung San Suu Kyi, the longtime standard-bearer for democracy in the country, was expected to win a seat in the legislative body. Her National League for Democracy, or NLD party, had boycotted the first poll in November of 2010. However, since then, the civilian administration under President Tan Shein has released more than 600 political prisoners, reached ceasefires with ethnic militias and begun to overhaul the economy. The international community has also noticed these changes, and some sanctions against the regime have been lifted. But the chairman of Burma Campaign UK, Mark Farminer, told Charles Collins if this process goes too quickly, the government will no longer have an incentive to continue liberalization.
But the significance of tomorrow's elections is probably more symbolic than representing any major political shift in the country. There's been some reforms that have taken place, including reforms of the electoral laws, which prevented the NLD from taking part in the elections in 2010. But this is for now the NLD are fielding candidates for just 44 seats in these by-elections in a parliament that has more than 1,000 seats, including 25% of those reserved for the military. So it's very symbolically important that at last she's going to be in parliament, but it's a pretty powerless parliament which is dominated by the military. So it doesn't represent any sort of major step in democratization of the country.
That being said, does the fact that Aung San Suu Kyi would be in the parliament and have this official position, does that give her more of a voice in Burma?
Well, Aung San Suu Kyi and the NLD are hoping to use this parliament despite all the challenges that they face. They want to use this parliament as a platform to try and push for greater change. The key thing that needs to happen in Burma is legal constitutional change, because so far not one of the repressive laws have been repealed. There's been no constitutional changes which reduce the power of the military, which is, you know, the military have a veto over anything this parliament does. So Aung San Suu Kyi is talking about this as a first step. She was asked yesterday, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how democratic is Burma, and she said heading towards 1. So I think she's warning people that this is a long way to go. We always used to think Aung San Suu Kyi being in parliament would be the end of a long struggle to democracy. You know, now it seems that it's actually going to be the beginning of a first step towards democracy rather than a final one.
Even so, there have been a lot of changes in Burma in the last few months, and people have spoken about the engagement of Burma with the international community. What thoughts do you have on this? What should the international community be doing? Is it time to give them a few carrots along with the sticks? What's your thoughts on that?
There certainly needs to be carrots along with the sticks. It's a question of timing, because the real thing that we don't know in Burma, while there's been some changes, it's all been a very top-down process, not part of any dialogue or reconciliation. It's all been just the president himself deciding what he will and will not do. And we don't know his true motivations. You know, so he is claiming that he wants democracy, but this is someone that was at the top council of the previous dictatorship and has a very terrible track record when he was a regional military commander. So many people doubt that he suddenly come around and decided that he wants a full democracy. And the fear is that what he's trying to do is to make some concessions, you know, a minimum amount of concessions, to try to get the international pressure and sanctions lifted, you know, without actually giving up any real power. So this is the big question. So the problem we have is the European Union seems to be rushing towards relaxing sanctions. Countries like Germany and Italy are pushing very hard to lift almost all of the sanctions straight away, rather than having a gradual process that will keep encouraging further reforms. We still have hundreds of political prisoners in jail. Human rights abuses in the past year have actually increased because the Burmese army has been attacking more ethnic minority civilians. So there's still a lot of problems to deal with. So relaxing the sanctions prematurely could be very dangerous and undermine further reforms.